We are back on a non-victory Monday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's right, it's a loser Monday. The Eagles end the regular season with a 24-17 loss to the Washington Commanders. Ike, your thoughts?
Well, very disappointing. Yeah. I mean, it was disappointing. I actually thought the Eagles could win that game yesterday. But you know what? For those of us that will try to second guess what the Eagles did, because obviously the Bears losing yesterday made the loss to the Commanders that much more significant and a sticking point for a lot of Eagles fans alike that wanted the number two seed and thought we should be playing for the number two seed. I certainly was in that boat early last week. I started to waffle a little bit as the week went on, but never waffling on the importance of winning the number two seed. I just thought that the Eagles, even with their backups, would be good enough to beat Washington. So shame on me for not showing the Commanders enough respect, because outside of the quarterback position, they pretty much played their starters. Like, I know Josh Johnson was in there, and he's been starting the last few weeks, but it's not Jaden Daniels. Hell, it's not even Marcus Mariota. But the rest of the roster, the rest of the 22 starters were pretty much their guys, and they were trying to win the game. And that just goes to show you that it's difficult to win in this league, and you still need talent out there. And now we have to sit back and trust that the idea of rest over risking injury for the number two seed was the right decision. And that's really what it's going to boil down to. But here's what I'll say, and I know we'll discuss yesterday's results and the fallout from that, but the Eagles play the 49ers next Sunday at 4:30 here. I don't want to spend all week talking about that game yesterday and not having a number two seed, and we let the Niners roll up in here, and our season is over with at about 8 o'clock because we're still worried about not having a number two seed.
Sure.
We got to take care of business next Sunday against the Niners.
Yeah, I'm not letting you get out of today, though.
I'm just saying I'm not going to
spend all week.
I understand it today.
Yeah, okay.
I get it.
Right.
I get it. I totally get it.
That's for sure.
Even I want to dive into it.
Yes.
I'm just saying, as a fan base,
we got to let it go.
Let's not
eventually
get over consumed with this all week.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
I don't think yesterday was the be all end all of everything. I still think they can get through the NFC playoffs, all those things.
Yeah.
But one thing you said there is like was illuminating to me in the fact that the Eagles did two things yesterday. They like there is a kind of we're smarter than everybody else arrogance that has started through the offseason and gone all the way through this season. And I thought it was illuminated yesterday. You said something there that I thought was that made me think of it even more. You said, I thought they could win with their backups. And
yep.
You know what? I thought so too. But why should we assume that a team that oftentimes barely won games with their starters,
including the first time we played Washington.
Yeah, no. We won that game. Oh, yeah.
But I think we were losing at halftime.
Right, yes. Yeah. Lost to the Cowboys with their starters, lost to the Giants with their starters. Like, why did we think they could win with their backups, you know? And I think, like, yesterday, them saying that health is more important than the number two seed is overthinking things. When you look throughout the history of the NFL, and what is important in the playoffs, being the better team is important, being rested is important,
yeah.
Being the home team is ultra, ultra, ultra important. And to say to yourself, to guarantee yourself at least the first two rounds will be at home in the playoffs, they had the opportunity to do it yesterday, and they said, you know what? No, we are smarter than that. What we need is rest. Well, let me tell you, the last time the Eagles had rest this year and their bye, they lost the three games afterwards. The problem with the Eagles this year was not rest. And if it was rest, then it was something that is bigger than 1 week. You know, that is something that might take a whole offseason. If we're talking about the offensive line and Saquon and those sorts of things, then it's an offseason. Like, they had an opportunity for the number two seed yesterday, and they thought one of two things. One, we can get it without playing our starters, which I think is silly. Or two, they said it's not really that important to us, which I also think is like a silly way to think.
Yeah, that's the one I disagree with there. Meaning that it should be that important to them.
Yes,
it should be that important.
It should be.
To them, yeah.
And I just don't understand, why is it important enough to send DeVonta Smith out there at all if you think that injury and rest is the most important thing.
We got to get that. We had to get that.
Well, right, but they didn't think putting Saquon out for the all-time rushing record was important enough last year. It just seems
wrong
like
decision.
Glad you brought that up.
They have not had a coherent sort of idea of anything this year. Everything has been scattered, and the idea that you wouldn't have the guts to tell Devontae Smith, no, you can't go out there if you think the most important thing is not getting hurt, and not like it just doesn't. All of it doesn't add up to me. And all of it just ends up either scattered or outsmarting themselves, and that's the way it looked to me. And the final thing is, if the Chicago Bears were playing the Titans or the Chicago Bears were playing the Raiders or something, they were playing a team that you thought they're going to obliterate that team, that's one thing. But they were playing the Lions, a good enough team, a division team.
Yep.
The Bears were one-point favorites yesterday, and we could all feel it happening.
Man,
they go up 16-0. We're like, here it is. This is what's going to happen. And then the golf throws the interception, and we think maybe we get a respite. And no, the Lions march down the field, kick the field goal, and we can't do it. And I just think we will have all week to talk about 49ers. I think the Eagles can absolutely beat the 49ers. I think they can absolutely go to Chicago. All these cans, but to give up the opportunity really to have that second game at home, I think was a real miss for the Eagles yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know the home record under Nick Sirianni with Jalen Hurts. They haven't lost. They're 5-0. And so to almost assure yourself two home games before the NFC Championship game and the potential or possibility that if Seattle gets knocked off in their first game, you would be hosting the NFC Championship game. So it would be three straight games at home. That was important. Like that was important.
Yep.
And I would have played the starters. But again, I'll say this. I was convinced, at least to the point where I was okay with them not playing the starters, because some of it was the rest idea. But also thought we'll be good enough to beat Washington with the backups. Now, that was a mistake on my part.
And you know, it was a mistake on my part, too, until I started watching it. 215-592-9494, do you think it was a mistake to not play the starters yesterday? It was – I thought it until I started watching, and I said, oh, wait a minute, it's all the backups. It's the backup offensive line.
Right.
It's the backup cornerbacks. It's like there are some, you know,
you Jalen
Hunt was
Jordan
out there.
Davis, a little Jalen Hunt.
Yeah, Calcaterra, who's officially a starter, I guess, or whatever, played. But Jahan Dotson played. Yeah.
Ty Robinson was out there.
Ty Robinson, who we all know is better than
Milt Williams. And he had a tap out for our starting defensive tackle.
That was a tough scene. I thought they had a chance until the reality of, it's all the backups.
Right.
Like, our starting offensive line couldn't block anyone this year. Like, what do we think that you're putting Matt Pryor and Fred Johnson and, you know, Brett Toth? And so, all right. So, 215-592-9494. Eagles officially the 3 seed. They play the San Francisco 49ers 4 o'clock on Sunday.
4:30
on Sunday. Do you think it was a mistake to not play the starters yesterday, given what happened with the Bears and the Lions? 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, y'all, I'm indifferent. Hey, welcome back, everybody. You know, we back together. We back when we love playoff time. Playoff football, we back.
Yep.
Listen,
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let's address the elephant in the room. You know where this is going.
Hey, if you had just come out with a take instead of said, I'm indifferent.
Y'all gonna kick a brother down?
Pour out a little liquor, man. Pour something out, man.
And I got something for that, too, real quick. Because I want to get on my Eagles point. But hold up. Bro, you're supposed to be my guy. You on the air Friday talking about, I should have hit up Corey. What happened to Ohio State? Bro, you're supposed to be my guy. ESP, I be defending you out here in these streets to everybody. You hit me, kicking me when I'm down. I see where it's at, but it's cool though. You know, I'm focused. I know one team ain't gonna let me down. I do know that. You know, there's no fear. Let's get this started. But look, yesterday, am I upset? I'm gonna spike a little bit. I was gonna bring up the point too. Like y'all didn't value Saquon Barkley breaking an all-time record last year, right? An all-time historic record. He wanted to do it. So don't even tell me Smitty wanted to go out there, because Saquon wanted to break the record. Y'all told him he couldn't, but y'all let Smitty go out there and get a little 1,000 yards, like nothing. Like, okay, you know, he got 1,000 yards. That ain't nothing. But y'all wouldn't let Saquon break the record. You know, our team technically, we probably could have beat the Commanders if we didn't have Cardi B booty and Nicki Minaj booty at corner, because they couldn't move the ball on us. You know what I'm saying? All they did was throw it deep, and the cornerback, you know, just grabbed the guy tackling, and they gave him yards. You know, so that was their strategy yesterday. You know, so I wanted the 49ers, so I'm glad we got them. We got some unfinished business with them, and we'll talk about that later in the week. But don't worry, y'all. We're going to get 2 playoff games at home. Don't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? Because I see the vision. It's going to happen. You know, we're going to get 2 playoff games at home. Green Bay Filet going to come through. Because, you know, the Bears, they feeling real good. They coach talking like he's something, like he done did something. Talking about, oh, we value football over rest. Okay, you want to talk? All right, we're going to see. We're going to see, boy. But you know what I'm saying? I'm upset that we didn't get the 2 seed, but I ain't worried about it. Because I know there's no fear when Jalen Hurts is here. And also, real quick, I ain't going to say no names. I know somebody that told me they wouldn't trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick. I ain't going to say who said it.
I wouldn't.
But I know somebody that said that.
Corey, can I ask you something? How many points did the Eagles average this year with Jalen Hurts? What, 21? How many they scored yesterday with all their backups? 17? Like, I, what do you think Jalen Hurts does yesterday with Jahan Dotson, Darius Cooper, Grant Calcaterra, Covey was out there playing wide receiver on the backup offensive line? Like, truly, honestly, what do we think he does out there yesterday?
When I saw that game yesterday, I saw a lot of the same stuff that Hurts do that we complain. I saw a lot of rolling out to your right, nothing there, throwing it away, scrambling. So that told me the problem. Like, we kept putting blame on the players a lot this season, including me. I was wrong with that. That showed me a lot. So that do give me a little bit of cause to pause in the postseason. All I will say is this. Eagles, y'all need to swallow y'all's pride. Tank Bigsby need to be splitting carries, because he had a backup offensive line yesterday and looked better than Saquon did all season. All season. So I know that. I've been Tank Bigsby all season long. We got him off the returns, but let him play more. That's all. We here, baby. Postseason football.
All right.
There he is, Corey. Well, at least he has one of his teams still in the postseason.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Corey is, if you're not familiar, Corey's a big Ohio State guy. And Ohio State goes down to Miami in the college football playoffs.
That was a tough one.
Was Miami the last team in the playoffs?
No, but they were the 10th seed.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
They were the last team in the playoffs.
You consider them, yeah. Because
Notre Dame wasn't
Well,
in.
James Madison and the other team got in because of their conference win. So, yeah, you might be right. Yeah.
We got to put an end to that. We don't need JMU.
James Madison and who was the other team?
I know. They got boat raced.
I don't know. Yeah, both of them got boat raced, yeah. Let the little guys in, man.
No. We don't have time for the little guy. I would rather have Notre Dame had made it.
215-592-9494. The real Corey in Columbus, New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I just got to say, go the U.
There you
I
go.
Love Michael Irvin. I thought it was the right call to sit the starters. Kevin Petullo is obviously the problem. If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, I'm calling for his head.
Wow. Nice.
The offense looks exactly the same. The route tree looked exactly the same. I understand it's the backups, but what exactly was Washington playing for?
Well, I mean, they were playing for something. I mean, they're playing for pride.
They were
out there trying.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Their starters played the whole game.
Yeah, I want to slow down a little bit. That like we think that Kevin Petullo can go out there and scheme up an offense with literally all the backups in there. I mean, let me ask you this, Corey.
Okay.
If Jalen was a quarterback yesterday and the offense struggled, like, don't you think we would be looking around and saying, well, of course he did because it was all backups in there? It just seems like I will question Petullo as much as anything. But yesterday seems like a weird opportunity to do it. That doesn't seem like you're setting up anybody for success yesterday.
Right. I just think it's interesting that Devontae Smith can have 3 catches for 50 yards in the first quarter, and you're up 17-10 in the fourth quarter, and you don't run the ball at all.
Yeah, we threw the ball 40 times.
Yeah.
40 times with Tanner McKee? I mean, I understand he's worth a first-round pick, right? But, like, he's not the guy.
Did we hurt? Hold on. Did
he's
we hurt?
Throwing it 40 times.
I think you said that a little tongue-in-cheek there.
What? Yeah.
No, about Tanner being worth a first-round pick.
I said at the beginning
of the
year.
No, not you. Oh. He said that.
Yes, he's saying a ton of cheap.
Yes, I don't think he believes that.
But I wouldn't have traded him for a first-round
pick. Well, let me say this. Do you think his trade value was hurt by yesterday's performance?
Let me put it this way. All right, Corey, hang on, buddy.
Yeah,
all
he's right. looking at it. Experts only.
If I was a team that felt one way about Tanner McKee, yesterday would not have changed what I think.
Okay.
I just don't think that you can – well, hold on. I truly don't think the number of quarterbacks that could go out there with the Eagles' backup offensive line, backup wide receivers, backup tight ends, and backup running back and go and somehow whip up a successful offense, that's the best quarterback in the NFL right there. Like, whoever can do that, I just don't. Josh Allen even goes out there with James Cook and a real offensive line.
Sure.
You know, and he doesn't have any weapons. So I think if you think one way about Tanner McKee, I don't think anybody thought that Tanner McKee was one of the seven best quarterbacks in the NFL. But the proposition about Tanner McKee was, if you have the infrastructure that this Eagles offense has,
you're saying putting him in there with their first team offense, he would look much different.
I mean, I think he has in the past. He has. So I think the true thing is, I don't know what the market for Tanner McKee is.
He played with backups last year and he looked good
against the Giants in the final game. Yes. Yeah. Well, he played two games last year, right?
We played part of the Dallas game.
Part of the Dallas game and the Giants.
But he started against the Giants.
Against the Giants,
the whole game.
I just think with a couple of those balls that he missed that were in critical moments, especially the Granson pass, that could have made a difference.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure he had a couple throws he wants back, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the call, Corey. I don't know what to think about McKee after yesterday.
I didn't know what you were going to say. I just wanted you to go ahead and say it. I pretty much agree with you. I don't think it's unfair to judge Tanner off yesterday's game. What you want to do is you want to see him with the starters out there, which is hard to do at this time of the year. He's not going to get, unless Jalen is injured, he's not going to be out there with starters. So I think he would look much different. We even saw it within his throws to Devontae, how open Devontae got against that starting defense. That's a clearer window for Tanner to get it open, throw the ball to. With some of these guys yesterday, there was not a lot of separation with our backup wide receivers.
I almost think if Amari Cooper doesn't get that penalty on the 1 yard line,
throw there, yep.
And if they sneak it in the first time they're on the one and score a touchdown this is the other thing I'd say about Tanner is that if the number of quarterbacks that are in their first year of starting that look bad in the NFL that end up being good quarterback. So I think whatever you thought about Tanner McKee, if you think he's nothing special, yesterday just reaffirmed it. If you think he can play, I don't think yesterday should make you feel one way or the other about who Tanner McKee is as a quarterback.
Right.
You know, he wasn't a world beater, and I don't think anybody thinks he's a world beater in the first place anyway. So,
but if you want high return,
yes,
from a draft status,
yeah,
somebody has to think that he's a starting caliber
quarterback. Yeah. Is he worth a second or a third round pick?
I'd take a second if they got it offered,
and
I think the Eagles would too.
You think so?
I would hope so.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, like, are we serious?
What? You're not a Tanner guy either,
dude. You got
come on.
What
man.
Are we talking about?
Come on, man.
Look who is starting. Philip Rivers started.
Almost said he sucks.
I almost said he stinks.
Yeah, because I can hear it.
But he showed
that's
a little.
That's not a good depiction of what he
is. It's a second round pick for a team that's going to be in cap trouble.
I agree. So I would do it.
You drew the third.
And who was there? Drew McCuba? Like, I don't know. I'd rather have a
Cooper DeGene was a second round pick a year before.
Yes.
You can have good picks in the second round or third round. He's Tanner McKee.
A backup quarterback is one of the most important positions.
He's a stone backup quarterback, too.
Okay, good.
Go get another one. There's a million. Get Flacco. Whatever.
We don't want Flacco.
Look around
get
the
Rivers.
League. Look around the league. He's going to be a head coach next year.
OC here?
Huh? Look. All right. 215-592-9494.
Come on, man. Leave Tanner alone, man.
It's whatever.
I don't know. I've heard too much of it yesterday and today. The ripping of Tanner.
It's not fair.
And I'm a Jalen guy too. But come on, man.
Well, the Jalen, the insecurity.
Well, the funny thing with you is not because of Jalen insecurity.
No, yes. No, it has nothing.
You just
to do.
Don't like anybody as all, a damn quarterback.
All I'd say is what
Justin Herbert. Carson,
what were Tanner's stats in the first quarter when Devontae was out there? Now imagine AJ Brown's out there. Now imagine Dallas Goedert's out there. Now imagine the starting offensive line.
It was just a lot of. Yeah, I don't hear anything about Tanner McKee anymore.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that.
Yeah, come on, I saw a Seth Joyner tweet. I was like, relax, buddy boy. I don't know how many points. They put up 21 points a game with Jalen this year. They scored 17 yesterday.
Seth said it's tough to be a fan of this team.
Is he?
Yeah, he said that today.
No, he did.
Tough to be a fan?
Yeah, of this team.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know about that.
Seth's been on fire for 24 hours.
215-592-9494. Do you think it was a mistake for the Eagles to rest their starters yesterday, given the fact that they really had a shot at the number two seed? Coming up next, we will talk about the matchup on Sunday, the Eagles and the Niners. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the playoffs are here, and we are dreaming of another championship. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Now, that's why the team at Mark's Jewelers, that's what they love to do. And at Mark's, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Mark's is all about. Visit Mark's Jewelers today at their Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA locations, or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There is your 230 Tupac. And you get 330 Country, 430 90s, 530 Creed. What's that, Jack?
Ike was right about the older Tupac albums. Like they're way more explicit.
Yeah. Oh, they're very explicit. Yeah. They are. There's a lot of edits in those.
I have to really listen to them.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The Jordan Mailata Show will be here at Chickies at 6 with me, Elliot, and Jordan, and then the Players Lounge with Ike, Hugh, Elliot, and an Eagles player to be named.
Yeah.
To be named later.
Listen, I hope it's Tanner.
Oh, it would be great if it was Tanner. You got to give him the business about his game yesterday.
No.
Give him the business. Ask him what kind of pick he
thinks
he's
worth. I know what it feels like to be there.
That's a tough question.
Yeah, look at it. You learned that being the backup quarterback in Philadelphia is the best job, you know? The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, you can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you glad the Eagles rested the starters yesterday? Yes or no? What do you think the...
Doesn't feel like many people are glad. So I'll go... Let's go 57% people are glad they rested the starters.
Yeah, it's 61%.
Okay.
Jack, can you ask the same question in a different way? Should the Eagles have played their starters yesterday against the...
Okay.
Should the Eagles have played their starters to go for the two seed? Yes or no? I wonder if you frame it a different way, whether the answer will
be
different.
Which way did he frame it?
Are you glad the Eagles rested their starters yesterday?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what up, y'all? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck? Happy New Year, Chuck.
Happy New Year, Spike. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. I expect no niceness like that from you, man. But I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm a nice guy.
Starting the new year.
Yeah, starting the new year off tight, huh?
Let me say this. Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petrullo, two jackasses. You know what I mean? And they belong together. You know, because here's the thing. You know, you tried to do something yesterday you didn't have to do. You tried to prove that it's not your offense, but it's Jalen Hurts. And you have me look like a fool all year long because I'm blaming Jalen, but yet then this offense is terrible. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing, right? It's not even the fact that the offense is terrible. It's a fight that has no rhythm at all. But I tell you, if this offense looked terrible on Sunday and we lose, then Devin Petrullo better run. But if they're going to throw so many eggs at him, he could make an omelet, okay? And I tell you, on Sunday, the way you stop these guys, the 49ers, stop Christian McCaffrey, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice back there. You stop his ass, and then you got yourself a one-dimensional quarterback, and you set the edges. You know what I'm saying? You set the edges. Jalen Hurts, don't pin your ears back. You know what I mean? And Jalen Hurts, don't pin your ears back. Set the edges and stop this running game. and you'll beat this team 10 times out of 10. But I'm very disappointed with what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles right now because they're disjointed. And I say that on the offensive end, they're disjointed. Because you got a coach that's trying to prove something, you know what I'm saying, over what, you know what I mean, trying to prove a player wrong. And I don't like that. I know what they was up to yesterday. Because ain't no way in the world you come out there, Ike, with this freaking game plan, throwing the ball 40 times, and Bigsby's running the ball six yards a clip, and you don't even run the ball with him, you could have won that game if you just run the damn ball, man. It's that simple. And then you got Jack here talking about Cannon McKee. What do you want? Kyle Schwarber, fat ass back there. If Kyle Schwarber was back there, you would love him, wouldn't you? Anybody from Philly, you would love, wouldn't you, Jack?
Jack is in stress.
It's not the quarterback's fault. You know what I'm saying? It's the stupid ass play calling, man. And I'm sick of it, man, with these two guys. You know what I mean? And Nick Sirianni want to be a part of this guy, Petullo? Then you could be a part of him too, man. I'm telling you, I'm done with them if they lose next week. Because I see what they were trying to do. And it wasn't right, man. They were the ones leaking stuff, man. It's them two. Now, I bet you it was Petullo that said that Jalen, is all this bad stuff in the locker room, man. I should have seen the forest from the trees, man. Those two guys, I'm telling you, man, they got an extra ground with the quarterback. And I don't like it at all because there's no reason why that game plan should have been put out there like that against the Washington Commanders. You could have ran the ball to death, and you would have won it. You would have won that game, man.
So let me ask you this. Are you implying that they wanted Tanner McKee to look good yesterday? That's why they threw the ball as much as they did.
And I'm implying this. They want him to look good, and then not just that. They wanted their offense to look good with a different quarterback in there. So we can all point the finger at Jalen. But it backfired on you because, see, God don't like ugly. And you guys, I'm telling you, there's some simpletons, man. They sat there and they did that, and that was wrong, man, to throw the ball that many damn times. And you know you got two cornerbacks out there. They can't stick with nobody. They can't stick to it. They couldn't be able to stick a dart on a dartboard. And you putting that defense back out there like that, man, threes and outs, and you running the game like it's an NFC championship game or something. This is a game you could have won running the football, Ike. You could have ground and pounded.
I agree. It was looking good yesterday.
You do that. Yeah.
Good call of the year from Chuck, honestly. Now, I know it's only January 5th, but...
No, he said it's the call of the year.
It's the call of the year. I think the important thing to note about what Chuck said is that Chuck isn't the biggest Jalen guy in the world.
Yeah.
And so it's not coming from a place of Jalen defense mechanism or whatever.
No.
I know. I think Chuck's point that they wanted to go out there and show that they could make the offense look good by throwing the ball is not a crazy idea. I don't know that it's true, but it's not a crazy idea.
That's what they did. They threw the ball 40 times.
Yeah.
On second one and third.
Yeah, right.
That was crazy.
So here's the thing, but let's say that was a part of the mindset going into the game because they are thinking about moving Tanner McKee this offseason, so you wanted to enhance what could be his trade value by having him have a good showing yesterday. Is that so bad?
I hear you, brother, but listen,
here's the thing, though, Chuck. I get where you're coming from. I don't know if winning the game was the number one objective yesterday as much as what the game looked like to them yesterday. Clearly, winning the game wasn't the number one objective, or they would have played the starters, right? Like, so, and to have Tanner McKee go out there and throw the ball 40 times, I'm saying, from my perspective, it would make sense to me if they were trying to increase his trade value by having him look good in a game that displays he can throw the football, albeit he's throwing it to backups. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm saying that certainly could have been a possibility as well. It may not be some evil sort of move against Jalen. It may just be, here's an opportunity for us to increase his trade value. He only has one other start in his career. If he looks good against this Washington defense, maybe somebody wants him.
It's also worth noting they've had games this year when they've thrown the ball a ton with Jalen. Not 40 times, but they've come out and we've said to ourselves, why are they not just running the football? Why are they not? And they've gotten more into that in the last.
Well, the problem is they ran the ball so well, then they went away from it for whatever reason.
It was crazy. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Chuck. It was
I understand why somebody would be frustrated with that, not giving the ball to Tank Bigsby yesterday, especially after the way he started.
And on the goal line, and you have a quarterback that's not. Yeah. It's not like a mobile guy, you know.
I agree.
Yeah. It was a weird decision.
It's one of those games that you sort of treat like a preseason game. You're trying to get things on tape. It's things you want to see as a coaching staff. And if you happen to win, so be it. But I think we can all agree winning the game wasn't the number one objective for the Eagles yesterday.
We agree, and I think that is the core of the issue.
Yes.
Yeah, the core of the issue is they didn't think it was that important to win that game yesterday.
Yeah.
Because if they did, to your point, they would have played all their starters or some of their starters or something and given themselves a shot. And then what they could have done was the thing that we said was, hey, if it's halftime and the Bears are up 23-3, pull everyone out and move on. But that's not what they did, you know. 215-592-9494. Okay, so Eagles play the 49ers on Sunday, 4:30. 49ers have been a strange team all year. The fact that they were missing their starting quarterback for, I think, 10 games. They lost Warner. They lost Bosa. Mm-hmm. They lost their first-round pick, Mykel Williams. Mm-hmm. So their defense has been pretty bad all year. And they've had injuries on offense. And the fact that they were in position to get the number one seed in the toughest division probably in football is a crazy statement about their year. Now, their offense had looked really good for the last three games with Purdy until the game against the Seahawks on Saturday night. So, I mean, I know what I think about the game. What do you think, just first thought, Eagles-Niners on Sunday?
I love the matchup. I love the matchup. I think we'll smother this offense. We've seen it. We know what the Kyle Shanahan tree is, whether it's Matt LaFleur, whether it's Sean McVay, it's all from the same tree. We face that offense seemingly every year at some point, sometimes twice a year we face that offense. So I feel confident from a defensive standpoint we'll have an idea of what Kyle Shanahan wants to do. But more importantly, he just doesn't have the horses. And I love Christian McCaffrey, but you saw what happens when you go up against a defense the caliber of Seattle, which is the Eagles aren't far from being Seattle. The Houston Texans, they shut that 49ers offense down because you can key in on Christian McCaffrey and the weapons on the perimeter. Now, granted, George Kittle didn't play Sunday or Saturday, and he'll be back next week. So that's definitely something you got to focus in on as a defense. But the outside weapons aren't good enough against this Eagles defense. Maybe another defense, they could put up points. But against this Eagles defense, I feel very confident. And that 49ers defense is exactly what we need as an offense. They're terrible against the run. I don't even know their cornerbacks' names. So we're going to have opportunities with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert. You got that going for you. And they're coming here.
Well, they have no pass rush.
Yeah, no pass rush. Yeah. And we're rested. I almost feel too confident. I got to dial it back a little bit because this is a great matchup, the 49ers. This is a great matchup. It's a great matchup because the defense is what's going to lead us. And until we play a team like Seattle that has a great defense, I'm not going to be concerned. I'm just not. Because our defense will hold the other team's offense down just enough for us to do enough. The problem arises when somebody's shutting down our offense as well.
Right, and that's like the only issue I see here with this game is that we've had a few times this year where we see a defense and we're like, you know what, you can run against that defense, and we can't.
Yep.
So the Bills was a team that have not had a good defense this year, especially against the run. The Bears have not had a good defense, especially against the run. And the Niners are not good against anything. They have no pass rush. Secondary is not very good. I don't think any of their starting linebackers from the beginning of the year are there.
Yeah.
And their offense, like, it just sort of – McCaffrey is a guy who has been productive this year, but not really productive rushing.
Yeah.
You know, I think he had 1,000 yards.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been a receiver, right?
Yep.
I mean, he's – and to your point, you know, Kittle didn't play on Saturday. Pearsall didn't play on Saturday. But I don't think that, like – I think this is a good draw for the Eagles. Yeah. The 49ers strike me as a team who have – they get through the regular season. They did as much as they could during the regular season, but you get to the playoffs and you can't just smoke and mirrors your way to wins in the playoffs. So I think it's a good matchup for the Eagles. To your point, the problem is going to be we've had games against bad defenses where we're not able to rush the ball. And if we can't run the ball, it makes everything more difficult. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in a 16-13 game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And who knows? They get one drive. They get one turnover or something. They could win the game. But I think it's a positive draw.
I'm telling you, the only offense that gives me cause to pause is the Rams.
Yes.
They got two receivers.
Yep.
Hell, that damn tight end, Parkinson, he's catching a touchdown every week.
Yep.
I mean, Matthew Stafford has 40-something touchdowns, 45 touchdowns. So everybody's getting the ball. They got two good running backs in Corum and
Kyron Williams.
Yeah. And you got a savant at the quarterback position who's in lockstep with his head coach. So when I look at going against this Eagles defense, if I'm attacking this Eagles defense, I'm attacking Adoree Jackson.
Yes. Yeah.
So – I get worried about Davante Adams going up against Adoree Jackson all game.
Yes.
Or Puka Nacua, whoever Quinion's not covering, the other guy has Adoree Jackson on him all game.
And you know Sean McVay will they'll find
that's what he's going to exploit. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that worries me. Against this Niners offense, I feel like it plays right into our hands. Because our defense, the Niners don't have the guy over there that's going to kill us.
No.
You know, even Kittle, if he has – he's going to beat you 10, 15 yards at a time.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if Kittle has a big game, it's 11 catches for 109 yards.
Yeah.
It's not a 200-yard game like Puka Nacua.
Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, I think and if you play the Rams now, you're not going to play the Rams until the NFC Championship game, right? I mean, they can't play the Rams in the division round,
I don't think. If Green Bay beats Chicago.
No, because then Green Bay will go to Seattle.
They don't recede.
They'll be the lower seed. Because they recede, right. Yep. We could get him in the second round. Ugh.
Well, it's all right.
Like that.
That's the only one. I'm like, ah.
Jack,
with Chicago on the road, Chicago's passing game doesn't scare me.
No, I'd rather play Chicago. Would I rather play
Chicago
on the road
than
the Rams?
They run the ball well.
Yeah. Especially against
I would rather play Chicago on the road than the Rams.
At home.
Yeah.
Jack, what do you think about the game on Sunday?
So I can't tell because Saturday was such an abomination, you know, for the Niners. And I'm trying not – because before that, the last 3 weeks, it was, I don't know, watch out for the Niners.
Yeah.
You know, Purdy threw 5 touchdown passes. I think he threw like 11 in 3 games. And it was like, I don't know. So I'm trying to maybe not throw me off the scent from that.
Yeah.
But I just don't think – I think the Eagles defense is going to do their thing against them.
But Seattle is the one team that we mirror.
Yeah.
With the exception of they got Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Sure. You're not worried about a
he's got almost 1,800 yards receiving.
You're not worried about a Bryce Huff revenge spot?
Oh, well, would be.
On Sunday?
You know who is worried? Elliott. You know, Elliott was a big Bryce Huff guy.
And I thought Hurts played a solid-led defense more than once, but it was only once. And he did throw 3 picks against them, the Jets, when he lost to Zach Wilson. So I thought they played him one more time, but that was a preseason game where Jalen got hit and then Sirianni was on field trying to fight Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
But this solid defense, I just – there's no one there.
He doesn't have the horses.
There's no personnel. It seems like this is a run out of gas game for the 49ers. It seems like these two teams, if you're looking at it optimistically, which I am, these two teams are at a different point in their season. It seems like the Eagles are hopefully on their way to start building to something, and it just seems like the 49ers have gotten all they could out of what they had
and
this year.
I think the Eagles will use the game in 23 as extra motivation. Not that you
I
need,
hope not.
Well, they got
listen, flush that 23 nonsense. There's no reason to keep going back to that.
I just think that the last time they came here, they got bullied, and they're ready to.
They'll go. We're not the 23 Eagles, except for that.
If I'm the Eagles, I don't even want to talk about 23.
No, 23
anymore.
Doesn't exist.
They did win the Super Bowl the next year.
Yes, yeah. I don't even want to.
Fair
I don't
to point
talk
that
about
out.
23 anymore.
215-592-9494. Will in Cape May, you're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Hey guys, I agree with your previous caller. First of all, and secondly, history. When I see history, the last 3 years of the Eagles, Jalen Hurts wouldn't have won that game. And the reason is very simple. The Eagles have never, in 3 years, won a game where they threw the ball more than they ran. Never. And that's with Hurts.
Then they threw the ball more than what? I'm sorry?
Then they ran.
I said in 3 years, the Eagles have never lost a game where they ran the ball more than they threw it.
That can't be true.
Check it out. I did.
You're saying they have never lost a game in which they've run the ball more than they threw the ball?
In the last 3 years.
In the last three years. The only game you can make an exception if you want to would have been Buffalo because
it's either true or it isn't.
What?
It's either the case or it isn't the case. Are you making an exception? Yeah.
No, the only reason I'm making an exception was because Buffalo, we threw the ball 27 times and ran it 26. So it's one more, but it's pretty even, okay? But other than that, 3 years, we've never won a game where we threw the ball more than we ran. Never. And that history fact, to me, is disturbing. And I'll tell you why. Because why would you have our backup quarterback, who I think is very good, by the way, our backup quarterback throwing the ball 40 times and running at 20? When history shows Jalen Hurts would lose that game. You know, it's just.
So you're saying we threw the ball. You're saying we threw the ball too much yesterday.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if we go into the playoffs with Jalen Hurts and we do the same thing as we did against Washington, we'll lose our first game. Guarantee it.
Well, they won't do it.
And
it's not their offense. They won't do it, you know.
Just take that as an example. The games this year where we threw the ball more than we ran it, we lost every one with Jalen Hurts. Every one.
So the Eagles this year have won two games in which they've thrown it more than they've passed it. In 2024 they won twice, and in 2023 they won four times. So you're wrong on your stat there.
And what games were they?
This year they threw it 32 times and passed it 27 times against and ran it 27 times against the Rams, against the Bills, as you mentioned. Last year, they beat the Saints when it was 38-25, and they beat the Giants when it was 41-25, and in 2023, there were four of them. I'm sorry, that's eight games. It's not zero. I don't know what to tell you.
We're all about honesty.
Yeah.
By the way, Kittle did play Saturday.
He did?
Yeah.
I thought Whatchamacallit was complaining that
I thought
he wasn't.
Kittle and Pearsall didn't play.
Kittle played.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Trent Williams didn't play.
Trent Williams didn't play.
Trent Williams didn't play, so it was Williams and Pearsall who didn't play.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Because Shanahan was complaining that they played Saturday instead of Sunday, and that the other guys would have been ready to go if they played Sunday. I thought Kittle was one of them.
Oh, I thought it was one of them too.
He played.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go.
About accuracy. Here,
and I understand his larger point. The caller's larger point was when we run the ball more than we pass the ball, we're successful. Yeah. I agree 100%. Yeah. And I also agree that if they go in there with that game plan with Jalen and that personnel with Jalen, I think they probably have a tough time winning that game as well. You know, it probably gives them a better chance to win, but I don't think you throw Jalen out there with Dotson, Covey, and Cooper and Calcaterra and the backup offensive line. I don't think they're winning that game either, or at least it's a struggle. You know, it's not like the offense has been good with all the stars. I don't know how they get better without the stars.
I agree. Tanner had two, maybe three throws he wants back. The interception.
Yep.
The missed fourth down throw.
Yep.
Maybe another one. I know Covey was late coming across the middle. He threw it behind him a little bit. But other than that, I don't know. I mean, he was under duress a lot, too.
Yes. You could certainly see the difference in speed between Tanner McKee and Jalen Hurts.
Dude, he was like, when he tried to run, it was like running in cement.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foles might be faster.
No.
Foles might be faster.
Might be. At least listen, what is it, 3 yards in? What was the Philly? What was that? How long was that? Was that the 3 yard play?
Oh, where was that from? Yeah.
Yeah. I got there.
Well, it was a short burst.
I think that the bigger difference is that, like, you look slower as a quarterback when you don't just decide to run. Him trying to evade people, that was where he looked the worst. He had a few opportunities. He took two of them. He passed up one of them where he had a first down right in front of him. Yeah. He decided not to run. That was Tanner making a business decision there.
Yeah, somewhat.
But yeah, I think that the key, I think you really saw it where when he was trying to evade guys, he just had no chance. You know, when they got into the backfield, he had no chance.
Yeah, I wanted to see him play well. I didn't have any ulterior motives. I just wanted to see him play well. But, yeah, that was not good yesterday. And how good could we have expected him to play? Again, he's out there with backup wide receivers, and you're going against Washington's starting defense.
And backup offensive line.
I mean, you got a Hall of Fame middle linebacker that was out there the entire game.
Yeah.
Third player ever with 2,000 tackles.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they pretty much played their starters the entire game.
I think I know I was overconfident going into that game with the backups. And that overconfidence went away pretty quick when the reality of what I was about to watch, you know, it's like, oh, that's an NFL team. That the Commanders were – they were not good this year, but they weren't a complete disaster. Mm-hmm. It's not like they don't have players. And then we saw what our backup – we saw why Ja'Quarian Bennett didn't get on the field very often this year. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Was it a mistake for the Eagles to not go for the win yesterday and play their starters, or do you think it was the right decision? We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, you can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So it's a new year. Right? And you think to yourself, how do I celebrate the new year? What can I make new about myself? You're probably going to go to the gym or whatever. You're going to give that up in a week. Get yourself a brand new Hyundai over at Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown. The car czar, John Ashdale, is waiting to make sure that you drive away. New year, new Hyundai, going to make it completely easy on you. Tons of brand new Hyundais in lot, hundreds of them. Brand new Palisades, brand new Konas, brand new Tucsons. Every new Hyundai at Colonial is going to drive off the lot with something very important. That is America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And no matter what your issue is, whether budget is your issue, whether financing is your issue, whether your trade is your issue, they are going to take care of all of those. They're there to solve problems. Big trade incentives all the time, including a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. They're making it fast, easier, and better. It's a brand new dealership in there, too. I don't know if you've seen it. Last year or so, opened up, beautiful, streamlines the buying process. Get over there. Don't wait. 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com or on Route 30 in Downingtown. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy Hyundai. See dealer for full details.